When Donald Trump announced his presidential bid in 2015, the political establishment dismissed him as unserious. Yet within months, his rallies filled stadiums, while competitors struggled with small rooms. Presidential debates featuring Trump drew record-breaking audiences of 24 million viewers. Why? Perhaps because his core message, that America had lost its way but could be great again, resonated deeply with millions who felt abandoned by politicians who promised much but delivered little. The diagnosis was simple yet powerful. America had forgotten how to win. Once the undisputed global leader economically and militarily, the United States now routinely found itself outmaneuvered internationally. Presidents drew red lines that enemies crossed without consequences. Trade negotiations consistently favored foreign interests over American workers. The middle class continued shrinking while manufacturing jobs disappeared overseas. Meanwhile, politicians expressed sympathy but took no meaningful action, trapped in a system where special interests and campaign donors dictated policy priorities. America's core challenge isn't a lack of resources, but a leadership deficit. Professional politicians excel at campaigning, yet falter at governing. They form opinions based on polls, avoid difficult truths to maintain popularity, and prioritize re-election over national interests. The Iran nuclear agreement exemplifies this problem, a deal that released billions in frozen assets while gaining minimal oversight of Iran's nuclear program, without provisions for surprise inspections and with side agreements hidden from public view. This pattern extends beyond foreign policy. In trade negotiations, China and Mexico consistently outmaneuver American representatives. Manufacturing jobs vanish while politicians express concern without offering viable solutions. Meanwhile, the American middle class continues shrinking, with real wages stagnating for decades. The root cause? America is led by professional talkers rather than accomplished doers, people skilled in rhetoric but lacking practical experience solving complex problems. True leadership requires more than eloquent speeches. It demands the courage to speak uncomfortable truths and the competence to implement effective solutions. The American media has abandoned objectivity, operating from partisan agendas and profit motives. During the 2016 campaign, journalists twisted statements, manipulated contexts, and abandoned standards to push predetermined narratives. What frightens the media establishment is a leader speaking directly to Americans without their filtering. While traditional politicians rely on carefully crafted scripts, authentic leadership addresses problems candidly without consulting pollsters first. This explains the surge in debate viewership. People craved unvarnished truth after decades of political doublespeak. This highlights the difference between political and business leadership. Politicians memorize talking points to appear knowledgeable. Business leaders hire experts, listen to their advice, and make decisions based on the best information. They don't pretend to know everything. They know how to find answers and evaluate options. It's refreshing when someone speaks plainly about complex issues instead of hiding behind euphemisms. Political correctness has damaged public discourse by making honest conversations about immigration, terrorism, and economic decline nearly impossible. Real problems require honest discussion, not sanitized platitudes. Immigration exemplifies how political correctness impedes problem solving. The deliberate blurring of legal versus illegal immigration portrays legitimate security concerns as xenophobia. Legal immigration remains central to American identity and prosperity. The issue is uncontrolled border crossings without proper vetting. With roughly 11 million illegal immigrants in America, we lack reliable tracking of their identities or backgrounds. While most seek better lives, some commit crimes preventable through proper enforcement. Solutions require effective border security, physical barriers where needed, technology where practical, and adequate staffing. If ancient civilizations built walls with primitive methods, modern America can certainly create effective barriers using advanced materials and surveillance. Reform must enforce existing laws, mandatory e-verify, ending catch-and-release policies, and tracking visa overstays. Legal immigration should prioritize skills benefiting America. We educate foreign students at top universities, then force them to leave, while those with limited skills enter illegally and remain indefinitely. A rational policy would welcome contributors while excluding potential public charges or security threats. This isn't about prejudice, it's about sovereignty and rule of law. Nations require borders for the same reason homes need doors, to control entry. America's economic challenges stem from policy failures, not inevitable global trends. With massive national debt, stagnant middle-class wages, and manufacturing decline, we need structural reforms rather than incremental adjustments. Tax reform is essential. The current 70,000-page tax code has created an industry focused on compliance rather than productivity. A simplified system with lower rates and fewer deductions would stimulate growth while reducing compliance costs. Business taxation needs dramatic reform. Our high corporate rate drives companies to relocate overseas or keep profits offshore. Reducing this rate would enhance global competitiveness and encourage companies to repatriate trillions for domestic investment. Infrastructure development offers another opportunity. America's deteriorating roads, bridges, airports, and electrical grid reduce productivity. Rebuilding infrastructure would create millions of jobs while improving economic efficiency. Trade policy must prioritize American workers over abstract theories. While free trade lowers consumer prices, we must balance this against job losses and wage depression. Future agreements should include enforceable provisions against currency manipulation, intellectual property theft, and environmental dumping. Imagine approaching economic policy with a practical business mindset, focusing on results rather than intentions, measuring outcomes rather than inputs, and prioritizing long-term prosperity over short-term political gain. America's educational system has deteriorated despite massive spending increases. We now rank behind many nations that spend less per student, an embarrassing return threatening future competitiveness. The problem isn't insufficient funding, but structural issues resisting reform. The Department of Education imposes one-size-fits-all solutions, while traditional values like discipline and self-reliance have been replaced by emphasis on self-esteem and social promotion. School choice represents an essential reform. Charter schools, vouchers, and education savings accounts create competition that improves all schools. Research shows students in choice programs consistently outperform peers in traditional public schools, particularly in disadvantaged communities. Higher education faces different but serious challenges. College costs have skyrocketed, burdening students with debt for degrees offering minimal employment advantages. The federal government profits from student loans, creating perverse incentives that encourage tuition increases. Education reform requires challenging entrenched interests and ideologies by restoring classroom discipline, rewarding excellent teachers based on merit, and creating genuine competition through school choice. Most importantly, it means returning control to parents while establishing high standards for global competition. America stands at a crossroads between continued decline and renewed greatness, with voters choosing between comfortable decline or challenging revival. Unlike career politicians who speak in generalities, effective leadership requires concrete plans and practical solutions to address America's fundamental challenges. The solutions are straightforward: secure borders, simplified taxes, reduced regulations, infrastructure development, school choice, healthcare competition, and worker-focused trade policies. These approaches apply practical business principles rather than ideological dogmas, prioritizing results over intentions. Making America great again isn't just a nostalgic slogan. It's an achievable goal requiring courage, determination, and action-oriented leadership. With proper direction and renewed commitment to fundamental values, America's best days still lie ahead. The question isn't whether America can be great again, but whether we'll choose leadership equal to the challenge.